Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs.
Diddy's locked up.
And he often electronically recorded them.
He's not getting out on bail.
The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics.
It's September 17th. It's the L.A. Local, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, this case took a long time to build. Why?
They knew that they were going to bring a very strong case before they were going to go public with this.
Also, raccoon roundworm. What is it? Should you be worried now that a couple cases have been found in humans here? And new AI rules in California. The actors' union's happy about it.
This is a really big step forward, and frankly, it's one of the first in the country.
So what does it mean? That's ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News.
We are not done. This investigation is ongoing. And I encourage anyone with information about this case to come forward and to do it quickly.
Diddy is spending tonight in jail in New York. He pleaded not guilty after being indicted on federal sex trafficking and other charges. The judge decided he does not get bail. That is what prosecutors asked for. He'd already been hit with a number of civil lawsuits from women accusing him of various things, including sexual assault. Here's Damian Williams, the U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York. He said these drug-fueled sex parties are federal crimes.
Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs, and he often electronically recorded them. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics.
The indictment says Combs abused women for more than a decade and presided over an empire of sexual crimes. John Baird is in Holmby Hills at the mansion that got raided as part of this investigation.
This huge 17,000-square-foot mansion was searched by federal agents back in March, while another search was going on at the same time at Sean Combs' Miami mansion. Prosecutors took the evidence they gathered to a federal grand jury, and the indictment was unveiled this morning. It states, among other things, that Combs allegedly used his media empire as a criminal enterprise whose members engaged or attempted to engage in sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says Combs is looking at the possibility of a long time behind bars.
We have not gone to trial. We don't have convictions. But if you look at these charges, he is potentially facing decades in prison.
But Combs' attorney says his client has been nothing but cooperative with the investigation and believes it will be a long trial, but thinks Combs will prevail.
This is going to be one of the biggest cases we've seen of the decade. High-profile figure. The stakes just couldn't be higher. Allegations are extremely serious, heinous in nature.
This is legal analyst Lou Shapiro.
All the way to the end on this one. There's not going to be any deal. This is going to trial. Just like R. Kelly, just like Weinstein, it's going all the way to the box.
He says investigators really took their time in building this one.
Federal government has spent a lot of time and resources on this matter. They did not rush to it. They executed searches, went through forensic evidence, interviewed numerous witnesses. They knew that they were going to bring a very strong case before they were going to go public with this.
So what kind of defense are we talking about that Combs could put up here?
They're going to say, if Diddy is this notorious criminal who's subjecting so many people to evil things, how could he have gone all these years undetected? A lot of these acts are alleged to have happened in his house, in his hotel room. So he's going to say, how do these people get there? You know, I didn't force them to come to my house. I didn't force them to work for me. I didn't force them to record for me. I didn't force them to take ketamine. I didn't force them to accept these buckets of cash that the government is claiming I gave.
Talk to another defense attorney, Lauren Johnson Norris, who agrees that witnesses may come forward to say they weren't forced to do anything.
I expect this will also involve quite a few witnesses, because we were talking about, right, parties, kind of this environment where several people were there. And if it's a conspiracy, other people participated. So I would expect some of those people may be cooperating against him. In terms of a defense, he may argue that those people are trying to get themselves out of trouble, or maybe they were involved in crimes and he wasn't, or he wasn't fully aware of what was going on. It's going to be a real challenge for him if he's got a lot of people testifying against him to support these charges.
Also a challenge for his legal team. She says it's tricky for a defense attorney to represent a high-profile, very wealthy client like this.
So it requires a lot of savvy, dealing with difficult personalities, and then also making sure to protect as best we can a celebrity or famous person's reputation. So all of that sort of goes into the fold. I've experienced that in cases as well, and it's not easy. It takes a certain type of lawyer to be able to handle it.
Again, Diddy's attorney says he is innocent. He'll fight the charges. Meanwhile, the prosecution says the case is not done and is asking more possible victims to come forward. Raccoon roundworm does not sound great, and it is not. It's an infection that can affect the brain, spinal cord, and the eyes. Not really common in people, but the county health department says there are now two cases in the South Bay. They say the overall risk is low, but since raccoons are common around here, it can happen if people accidentally consume dirt or water that raccoon feces has gotten into. Wash your hands, good recommendation, no matter what we're talking about. Avoid contact with wild animals, another good one, and keep your pets healthy and clean. That is the advice from the health department when it comes to these raccoon roundworm cases. Another death, another horse at Los Alamitos, 10th this year. This was a 2-year-old horse named Tarzan in the Wagon. Fatal injury last weekend during Saturday's third race. Horse collapsed without coming in contact with other horses. California Horse Racing Board thinks it was a musculoskeletal injury of some kind. Again, 10 deaths from racing or training injuries at the track this year. Last year, there were 13 at Los Alamitos. Some new AI rules in California. Karen Adams talks about what they'll do and what the governor did today.
It's now the law in California to get a person's informed consent before the use of their digital replicas. And the voice and likeness of a dead person are now protected and cannot be used without permission. The governor signed both into law at SAG-AFTRA headquarters in L.A. The union's Duncan Crabtree Ireland calls these new laws groundbreaking.
This is a really big step forward. And frankly, it's one of the first in the country. I think probably the very first was in Tennessee, the Elvis Act. But this goes far beyond that and really enshrines informed consent into the law in California in a way that I think is going to be really important going forward.
AI was a major sticking point during the Hollywood strikes.
It was. And we achieved these same principles in our collective bargaining with the studios and streamers, but they're not until now part of the law of this or any other state.
He says for a long time outside of the collective bargaining world, people had to sign away their rights over their voice, image, and likeness. But with this AI law, no more. He says it gives control back not only to a performer, but to everyone.
Another law the governor signed today requires art the Nazis stole during the Holocaust to go back to descendants of the original owners.
Newsom signed the law at the Holocaust Museum, LA, in the Fairfax District. It comes after a California man tried but failed to get a Pizarro worth tens of millions back from a Spanish museum. The painting was owned by his great-great Jewish grandmother, forced to trade it to the Nazis for her life.
It was a life or death situation, and she was lucky that she had this expensive piece of art that the Nazis wanted.
Beth Keen is the CEO of Holocaust Museum, LA.
So hopefully this bill will send a very strong message to the Spanish government and they'll be on the right side of history and hand over the painting.
The law also applies to descendants of victims of other persecutions and genocides, including the Armenian genocide.
That's Emily Valdez. Miley Cyrus is being sued. Tell you why next. Miley Cyrus is being sued over the song Flowers. You might remember a bunch of memes of social media posts about how it was really similar to a Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. The lyrics sounded like they matched up almost exactly. Wish I could play it for you here, but we don't have the rights to use music on the podcast. So I'd recommend you go listen to the songs and compare them It is striking. Now there's a lawsuit over it filed in L.A. federal court, not by Bruno Mars, but by Tempo Music Investments, which is evidently a partial copyright holder, claiming that Flowers contains elements of that 2013 song. Bruno Mars is not involved here. Miley Cyrus hasn't commented on that lawsuit yet. And that's the LA Local for this 17th of September, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM in LA, anytime, anywhere. Miley Cyrus is being sued over the song Flowers. You might remember a bunch of memes, social media posts about how it was really similar to a Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. The lyrics sounded like they matched up almost exactly. Wish I could play it for you here, but we don't have the rights to use music on the podcast, so I'd recommend you go listen to the songs and compare them. It is striking. Now there's a lawsuit over it filed in L.A. federal court, not by Bruno Mars, but by Tempo Music Investments, which is evidently a partial copyright holder, claiming that Flowers contains elements of that 2013 song. Bruno Mars is not involved here. Miley Cyrus hasn't commented on that lawsuit yet. And that's the L.A. Local for this 17th of September, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM in L.A., anytime, anywhere. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Alexa or Google, and follow the L.A. Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Odyssey will have it too. And leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love that. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.